Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Let's talk Pittsburgh Steeler football with Brian Davis behind the steel curtain. Good to have you, Brian.
Hey, Gordy. How are you, my friend? Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving over the past couple days.
Very good. And we are here to talk about the saga that continues to be Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And you may share what you were like.
Well, I got to tell you, for a rivalry game, you can't add much more drama to this game because this is the... This has been a crazy week when it comes to Steelers and Ravens, and there have been plenty of crazy weeks in the 25 seasons that these teams have been going head-to-head. So as we know, the news came out earlier in the week that their running backs, both Mark Ingram and you throw in the rookie J.K. Dobbins, testing positive with COVID-19. Also staff members, you throw in a couple offensive linemen, including Matt Skura as well. And they had to go ahead and move this game from Thursday night to Sunday. And we all know that. The thing about it is, right before the game was supposed to start on Thursday night, if it would have been regularly scheduled on NBC, we found out the news that Lamar Jackson went ahead and tested positive for COVID-19 as well, among three other players, some coaches, some more staff. So it's becoming a pandemic, not only globally, but in the Baltimore Ravens locker room. Word came out that an assistant coach has been negligent as far as the tracking and been negligent as far as wearing masks. So it looks like Baltimore can be subject to punishment because of lack of COVID guidelines and following them. So that's something that we're going to be seeing. But something that you and I have discussed before, you got to put the human element into this game. This is something that the Baltimore Ravens are not asking for. They want to be healthy. They need to keep their family and the Baltimore community healthy as well. So you need to really think of it as a human element before you think of it as just the game of football. On the other side of the coin, though, Steelers fans and Steelers players were upset about having the game moved, and that's rightfully so as well, because this was going to be their mini bye week. They lost their bye week because of COVID-19 back in week 7 because of this entire situation with the Tennessee Titans, and the Titans were negligent as well, and they were punished $350,000 for it. But as far as the Steelers go, they were looking forward to playing in primetime and having 9 or 10 days off before they go ahead and play their next game. This is a huge game for a team that's 10-0. It's a very important game for the Baltimore Ravens as well at 6-4. So when you look at this entire thing, Gordy, you've got to understand that there are a lot of different feelings from a lot of different people on this. So you've got to keep perspective on the brains in the heads of each and every player on both sides of the ball. I like to think of it as what would I think if it was the Steelers that were negligent in this situation? And I'd be upset that the Steelers did not handle it the right way if it was on the other foot. So, Gordy, with this being said, if this game is played, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be at a severe disadvantage with a lot of their top players out. We know that Lamar Jackson would not be playing if this game was being played. Without their running game and without their protection, this is the equivalent of a Week 4 preseason Baltimore Ravens team, and it's going to be very tough for them to be able to handle the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are at 10-0 in this game, Gordy.
Brian Davis behind the steel curtain. We shall wait and see what happens.
You know, so when this news came out on Thanksgiving evening about Lamar Jackson, speculation ran wild, including tweets by Adam Schefter, who helped break the news, and others saying that league sources say that there's absolutely no way that this game is going to be played. And that has been the thought, that this game might be gone altogether for Week 12, which would, there be so many possibilities of what could be done. Would it, there's questions. Would there be a Week 18 added? Would they just go ahead and jump to a plan that they've been working on with no bye for the top team, and there be an 8-game playoff in each conference? With just like in 1982, when there was that 8-game NFL tournament, 18 NFL tournament in both the AFC and the NFC, with 16 teams being in the playoffs. So there has been talk of adding an 8th team, which could actually benefit a team like the Baltimore Ravens and punish a team like the Steelers with not getting a bye, were they to get that top seed. Because remember, there's only one bye this year, with the teams being expanded to 7 already for the 2020 season. So now, with the speculation that the game's not going to be played, early on Friday morning, some cryptic tweets came out from the Pittsburgh Steelers with gifts of them nodding in approval and smiling. So I'm not sure what exactly that they are thinking as well, but they obviously have heard something from the league that there's a good chance that this game is going to be played. But once again, everything is pure speculation, Gordy, and we're going to have to figure that out. But if this game is played, I look for the Pittsburgh Steelers to run away with it. If this game was played at full strength, it would be a battle for the ages.
Starting quarterback for the Ravens?
Right now, it looks like Robert Griffin III, because here's your problem. You don't have Trace McSorley. He's already on the list, and I didn't even mention him before. The kid from Penn State is their third-string quarterback. He's on the COVID list. He was one of the early names on that list. And now with Lamar Jackson out, you're looking at RG3. Now, RG3 had a very good game against Pittsburgh in Week 17 of last season. But there's a lot of ill will against RG3 from the Steelers' side of the ball because of a lot of the gloating and a lot of the jaw-jacking that happened in that game. So I could see him as being a target of ire from the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, but RG3 is still a capable player in this league. But when you're going up against a 10-0 team with a top defense, it will be a struggle for this Ravens team.
Well, certainly not the worst option for the Ravens, and with how, I'm going to say, poorly Lamar Jackson has played this season, it's really not dropping off too much.
You know, Lamar hasn't had a lot of weapons around him as much as it seems like he had last year. He's not getting a lot of help. His offensive line is decimated, but he can kill you at any time in a game. He had an MVP season last year, and a lot of times this season, early on, it looked like he was going to repeat, but he's lost a lot. Remember, Marshall Yanda's gone. He retired. He was just a star for them on the offensive line. Then in the Steelers game, you lose your left tackle. So that is a huge deal as well. They've lost other people on that offensive line. They have Mark Ingram out quite a bit. And I just don't think the wide receivers are enough to help Lamar Jackson in this situation. But any given Sunday, Lamar Jackson could rip your heart out.
Brian Davis, good to have you, and we will reconvene.
Thank you so much, Gordy. I appreciate everything. Let's hope that there is football this weekend, but if there's not, let's just hope for the bigger picture and that safety among all of us.
Well said.